You know, it's interesting that you brought up, you know, knowing yourself, because I think that's a critical part of all of this, that you really have to know who you are and what you're bringing to the table and what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are and what drives you. And that self-understanding is really or self-awareness is really essential to the whole process. And, you know, we know that from working with clients, there's different levels of self-awareness that people have, right? There's what I call retrospective self-awareness, which is, yeah, when I look back at that, yeah, I probably, you know, I could have done that better, right? And then there's concurrent self-awareness where you sort of realize what you're doing, both good and not so good in the moment, but you don't really have any ability to anticipate that. And then there's the people who are really self-aware, who can really think about how they're going to respond in the situation they're going to be in and how they want to respond. You know, a colleague of mine, Carol Kaufman, who's the founder of the Institute of Coaching, we were talking, we were.
Wonderful lady. I was saw on a webinar a few weeks ago.
We were talking, I've worked with her for years, and we were talking about getting ready for a presentation. And we both agreed that one of the most important things you have to do is think about how do you want other people to feel at the end of a presentation or the end of a meeting. And I think it's Maya Angelou who said, maybe, who said, people won't remember what you did, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And it's a critical element of what we do, and it requires that you be self-aware. Because if I want people to feel a certain way, I have to know how I feel. And I have to know what I'm doing that's going to elicit that feeling. And so it's, you know, you've got to, I think that's a critical part of self-awareness is knowing what you do and how that impacts other people.